your glory. Amen. I'll be glad that we got the glory of the Lord upon us, and that he can be desperate, be where he is. We thank the choir. I don't know about you, but it just gives me great joy to hear that song. That we have the assurance that there's something better lies ahead of us. We just desperately long to be where he is. For the word of God tells us to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to us. Don't you want to be where he is, Goodwill? Come on, somebody. What a mighty God we serve. Amen, amen. We thank them. Amen. Goodwill, I have a confession. I need your prayers. I don't know if I have a long one or what it is. Yesterday, I came down with a bad case of vertigo. And if you ever had that, it's a bad case. I had it yesterday when I was at work and could barely make it home. And last night, when you lay down with your eyes closed, it's bad when it's dark and all your eyes are closed and you're spinning and spinning and spinning. A bad case, isn't that right, Barry? Amen, amen. And I got up this morning and slow and got here slow. Amen. But we thank God. I told Jonathan I almost called him. Amen. But I need your prayers. Amen. So I'm moving slow, but God is still going to get the glory. Amen. He's going to get the glory. He got to get the glory. We know the enemy's come to do his part, but we come to give him praises. Because the word of God says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Amen, amen. Just for a brief moment, if you have your Bibles, I know IT has put it on the screen, and I'm so grateful that they're in full operation this morning. Amen, amen. But if we could just pray for a moment. God, our Father, we thank you. For your glory, we're desperate to be where you are. For your glory, Master, we give you praise. We give you honor. Master, right now we come with thanksgiving in our hearts, thanking you, Lord, for another day's journey. But more so, Father, thanking you that you are going to do greater than what you're doing right now. We know that you can do all things but fail. Somebody right now, Father, has a troubling spirit, a troubling heart. Somebody's going through something, and the only way they're going to get relief is that you just use me as a vessel, that when I open my mouth, your word will come forth, your voice will speak unto them, giving them the assurance that everything is going to be all right. Master, we need you not for a long prayer, but for the heart that you know. Give us a rhema word from on high, Lord, that when we walk out of here, we can say, did not our hearts burn within? That we will find the lost, the unchurched, and unsaved, and tell them how to get saved through your son, Jesus Christ. We need you right now. In the name of Jesus, we claim victory. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that things are going to go in our favor through your holy word. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5-8 read as such. And I'm going to read two versions of that so we can see what the Lord would have us. He says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have ruled over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Verse 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I'd like to use also, if we look at the NIV version, says this right here. Verse 5 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God had said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, so that we may say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid what can mere mortal do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Verse 8 of the NIV says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, as the teaching part, I need to go back to verse 5 and 8 of the King James. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And verse 6 says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Now, if you don't mind, just for a moment, just look at your neighbor, because we all need to be encouraged with the subject. It says, and tell him or her, don't let fear of the unknown overtake you, but be strong and take God at his word. Amen, amen. Don't let the fear of the unknown overtake you, but be strong and take God at his word. I need your prayers and your amens. My brothers and my sisters, it is without a doubt in that all of us in here are hoping for the best of what life has to offer. I mean, none of us in here are just willing to settle for the old just mere barely making it, and just barely getting by. Therefore, we go to work day in and day out. We work from sun up to sundown. We are saving as best as we can so that on any given rainy day, we are fully prepared to meet the worst of what may come our way. Nevertheless, despite of all of our preparation for the unknown, we do in life, and for some of us, it seems like we can never catch a break and get ahead in life, because if it isn't one thing, then it's another. Is that way for y'all in your life? Because I know it's that way in mine. Yet for others, it has been a smooth sail, and it's all good all the time. Isn't it amazing that life doesn't seem fair, nor does life seem right for some of us? In that how some of us are destined for milk and honey, yet others seems to be destined for hard times and destruction. And so we're left bewildered. We are confused with many questions we impose in our hearts. We impose in our minds to the great God Jehovah, who is above all and over all of us. We, in our finite way, we ask the infinite Lord, Lord, why me? Yet not to be redundant or rhetorical, the question is, why not you? Although you are faithful in your praise and faithful in your belief to God, but could it be goodwill that your love for God and your worship to God in both flesh and spirit to him do not supersede the fact that both good and bad things will happen to both good and bad people? I need your prayers. For the Bible tells us in Matthew 5:45, is that ye, the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth some rain on the just and the unjust. Goodwill, could it be that perhaps God is allowing the working of this world to afflict us so that we are taught to trust him and lean on him with a whole new sense of urgency? Could it be goodwill that you're going through what you're going through because God wants you to trust him and not fear the unknown, but take him at his word? I need some prayers in here, my brothers and my sisters. Amen. Could it be you're going through what you're going through so that he can shut some doors in your life that are now meaningless and no longer good for you, but he can open some doors. I need some help in here for you to receive the best of what he has to offer and give you that I have not seen, nor ear hath heard, neither hath entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him despite how he looks. Come on, somebody, won't y'all praise me? Come on, now if Cam Newton threw a touchdown right about now, you'll give him some praises, but God is going to throw, oh, come on, somebody, more than a touchdown in your life, that when he opens up the end zone, you can run on in there, right? Need some help. Good. Well, I don't know your circumstances, but if you find yourself in a place similar to the one I'm in, uncertain about the future because of a dismal present right now, and a right and if you need a right now moment of help and favor from God, just know this one thing, that the same God who is there for me every single day is there for you. So just allow him to be your hope right now, and allow him to be your hope for tomorrow. And so as we look at our text, the first thing we can consider is you are not in this by yourself. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Y'all help me understand this right here. Brother, you are not going through. Sister, you are not in this by yourself. I wish I could see like I used to see when I was younger. Verse 5 says, for he said, or hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, look at your neighbor and tell him, you're not in this by yourself. Here, the writer of this text, Paul, wants us to know that if we are going to please God in our service to him, then there are some things we must stop doing. There are some things we must start, but there are some things we must start doing by believing in him with faith, no matter what, despite how things may look or go in our lives. Here in verse 5, the King James Version reads it as, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The NIV says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Here, Goodwill, God does not want us to live a life of fear where we are so much in love with the need of wanting this and that more than the need of trusting in him and knowing that he's always with us to supply us with what we need. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But for some of us, that's a hard thing to do, because some folks can't trust a God whom they have never seen and fear of not having what we need the most overshadows our belief and faith in God. I mean, how can you tell me to trust and believe in a God whom I've never seen? But every day in my life, I'm troubled on every side. Every day in my life, I go through pain and disappointment. Every day in my life, I live with the threat of being put out of my house. Every day, I live with the threat of losing my children, losing my marriage, losing my job, and losing my mind. I'm paralyzed by the fear of losing my car and everything else. Every day I live in fear of the unknown, and I'm blinded by what I can't see God, what I can't, but what God can't do for me when I see what I'm going through day in and day out. Because I know the reality of my finances. I know the reality of my situation. I know when my money is funny and my change is strange. So how can you say trust and believe in God when I don't see him? Otherwise, I'm hindered from my destiny of what lies ahead of me that God has prepared for me. Well, as strange as it may seem, that's, my brothers and sisters, is the reality of the enemy. Goodwill, we all live under the tricks of the devil. I wish y'all would pray with me. I'm almost finished here. The devil is God's enemy to God's people. And if given the opportunity, he will steal your belief in God's ability to do for you what none other can do. The enemy wants us to believe and think that God can't. But if and when we trust God in faith, then God can and God will. I don't know about you, but that's a glory hallelujah moment for me. That's why Jesus tells us that the thief cometh, but not to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what he said the enemy does. He comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. I need to say that again, because somebody sitting right up in here right now, your heart is broken because the devil has stolen your joy. Somebody is going through some stuff right now because the devil has broken you, and you feel broken and let down. But that's the tricks of the enemy. Because Jesus said, I come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to trust him when you can't trace him. You got to believe in him when you can't see him. You got to feel him when you don't like feeling him. You got to pray unto him when you don't feel like praying. You got to praise him when you don't feel like praising. Can you trust God right now, although the enemy is trying to get the best of you? Can you give him some praises right now, although he has been good to you all the time, and all the time God's been good to you? Don't let the tricks of the enemy deceive you. So goodwill, don't let fear and the unknown overtake you, but be strong in the Lord and take God at his word. Don't let the devil fool you in your mind, but in faith, know that with God all things are possible. Come on, somebody. Do you have the faith, goodwill, that I'm going to take him at his word, that with God all things are possible? I just need some Holy Ghost prayer in here. I'm trying not to move too fast because that stuff is still getting me. Come on, can you praise him right now, because you know that in your mind you believe in a God you can't see, you can't feel, you can't touch, but every day he gives you new mercy. Don't let the fear of the unknown deceive you. And so secondly, we can consider from the text is, I'm almost finished here, I told you, it says, despite how things may look or seem in your life, you got the help of the Lord on your side. Whoo, I had to be encouraged by that when the God gave me that. Despite how things may look, come on somebody, or how things may seem, right now in your life, you got the help of the Lord on your side. Can I show it to you? Verse 6 of our text is written in, and Paul pins these words, he says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord, come on somebody, can we all just look up there? Come on, and point there, because when you point there, you point to the hills from which cometh my help, that we may boldly say, the Lord, come on somebody, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man, oh come on somebody, y'all act like y'all don't know who God is. You got Jesus on your side. Come on, I wish I had some prayer. The Lord is my helper. Come on. That's a shout right there. Come on, somebody. Sometimes the old folk would just, he said, and I will not fear. Put the dog out. Come on, somebody. Chase the cat away. Come on. Lock the doors on my house. If you close one door, God will open up another. Come on, somebody. You open one, close one. Open. I got the Lord. Whoo. Where's Sister Sandy right? Where's Sandy? Come on. Raise your hand. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Come on, sister. Come on, sister. Thank you, Sandy, for yesterday. We got God as our helper, and he's on your side. And so, goodwill, when the fear of the unknown paralyzes us, as it so often does, because we fear the worst, just know that we have the Lord as your helper. God is on your side. Through the good, he's on your side. Through the bad, he's on your side. Yet I know sometimes it's hard to wait on God. It's hard to take him at his word when trouble is near, when heartaches, when pains, and folks are doing you wrong. It's hard to be still and say nothing. But regardless of who cutting up in your life, the word of God says, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man. David said, I will look to the, come on somebody, I know, I'm glad you know about the hills, from which cometh my what? My help, my what? My help comes from who? The Lord. Whoo. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Goodwill. God promises to be with us no matter what. So take him at his word. I'm closing right now, Goodwill. God promised to be with us no matter what. So take him at his word. That's why Proverbs 25 says, the fear of the man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. So Goodwill, take him at his word, because the word of God tells us in Philippians, 2 Philippians chapter 4 verse 5 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, given, let your request be known unto God. I got some stuff, God, and you say, pray over it. I got some stuff I want you to do. I got some stuff I need for you to do for me. I got some things you need to move on. He said, but with everything in prayer and supplication, take him at his word, Goodwill. So, somebody here needs to know that you got God on your side despite how it is right now. Oh, let me say it again. You got God on your side despite how it is right now. But as I stand before you as a witness for God, I want you to know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And also know that trouble won't last always. But God will always be with you no matter what. That's why David said in Psalms 56, verse 3 and 4, he said, when I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. He goes on down in Psalms 27, verse 5, 1 through 5, he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Take him at his word. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Take him at his word. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For this in the time of trouble, come on somebody, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Come on, somebody. You got God on your side, and he's going to set you on a rock. How do I know this right here? Goodwill, you got God on your side. And so third and closing, if God said it, then believe him. Because he won't change up on you like man will. Verse 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. So be strong and take God at his word. Be strong and take God at his word. Things won't always go the way we want them, but still be strong and take him at his word. Dark clouds will come in your life, but still be strong and take him at his word. Trouble will come knocking, but be strong and take him at his word. God is a mighty good God, If you trust him and never doubt him, he won't let you down. If you put your hands in God's unchanging hand, he'll carry you all the step of the way. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I serve a God who's a mighty good God. I'm glad I serve a God who says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Has God been good to you? Then you ought to say so. Has God brought you from a mighty long ways? Then you ought to say so. I don't care how it looks. Don't let the fear of the unknown take you down. Don't let the fear of the unknown make you grow faithless. But be strong in the word of God and take him at his word. I'm going to take him at his word. Like that old saying, like a ship tossed and driven by an angry sea. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we're tossed and driven by an angry sea. And we wonder what has fallen on us. But we can say the Lord will make a way somehow. Good will be strong. And take God at his word. Don't let the fear of the unknown. Sometimes it's hard when you're going through right now and you fear your present. Why am I just talking to myself? Come on, somebody. It doesn't look good now. And you can't see your way now. But just because you can't see your way doesn't mean you're in that thing all by yourself. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Come on, somebody. Aren't you glad that although it may not look good now, you're not left in it by yourself? And you know that trouble won't last always, but God, who sits high and looks low, knows all about what you're going through. And if you serve him in spirit and in truth, he'll move that dark cloud out your way. Don't let the fear of the unknown confuse you. But trust God and know that he is going to make things better in your life. I'm standing on his promises. Can you stand on the promises? I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm a stander. Now I'm finished. But I want you to know, Goodwill, that yes, we're going to go through some things. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ is the same today and yesterday and forevermore. But if you can just look back on yesterday and the year before then, if he was with you then, he's with you right now. In the presence of what you're going through, he's with you right now. And since he won't change, if he did something good for you in 2015, just rest assured that he has even greater that he's going to do for you in 2016. I'm not praising him for right now, but I'm going to praise him for what's ahead of me. Because greater is ahead. And he's going to do some great stuff if I give him some great praises right now. Oh, you missed that. He's going to do some great stuff if I give him some great praises right now. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Don't let the fear of the unknown overtake you. But be strong, Goodwill, and take God at his word. Oh, I know you're going through it now. And you don't know how it's going to look now or tomorrow. But despite what lies ahead of you tomorrow, you still be strong in the Lord. And you still take God at his word. I hope y'all got that, Goodwill. Amen. I hope you understand that. We all are going through now. But despite how it looks now, if I just keep my hands in God's unchanging hand and say, you know what, Lord? You've been with me every step of the way. That you were the same God who led the people out of bondage. And I'm in bondage. And if you did that for them, you could do it for me. So I'm going to take you at your word. Are we going to, we got some takers in here? Don't let the devil take your joy, but take God at his word. I'm going to take him at his word. Come on, choir.